Civic Media. We are local music with the American Dead, and she calls everybody honey. Love it when she does that too. Hope you're all having a great evening. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is still on vacation in the secret working spot on the beach. Probably the sunset just happened, and it was probably a beautiful thing. If you've been listening to Max Inc. Radio over the last few weeks, you've heard me talk about the American Dead and something called the Big Sexy Celebration compilation album. And here to tell us about that is Jesse Ingold from the American Dead. Jesse, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for making the time.
Thank you for coming in, making the time for us, for sure. And we're talking about some important stuff here that affects the entire Madison music family. And it's somewhat sad news. Your brother Aaron has been diagnosed with cancer. Yeah. First of all, how is Aaron doing? How are you and the family doing?
He's fighting his tail off still and still feeling pretty good. So we're rolling with while he's still rolling, we're going to go too. So, I don't know. It's been quite a year since then, but.
When was he diagnosed with it, with the cancer?
Would have been the first week of June last year. So.
Okay. And the prognosis is not so bright. It's not good at all,
no,
right?
Glioblastoma is all we know, but I don't know. So far, he's been fighting his butt off and keeping a really good attitude. So it's kind of hard to get bummed out about it around him because he's been so positive about it. So it's
and that's key to have that positivity and just keep going. What now? The band, the American Dead, kind of launched something. I know Jesse launched the Kickstarter here. The Kickstarter is called the Big Sexy Celebration. First of all, talk about Big Sexy. Where does the Big Sexy come from?
I can't take any credit for that one. The whole comp and everything was kind of Jesse Gance's, our bass player's brainchild, and kind of did all the legwork. So he came up with that name. We sat down a couple of times when he like riffed the idea off me and stuff for the comp, and I thought it was awesome. And I'd grown to really love the name because it kind of like keeps a good vibe about it. You know, we didn't want it to be anything like somber or like, and so it's been pretty fun to like get all the bands together and the Kickstarter. And like, I don't know, a week ago at this time, I think when we confirmed and booked this, I was like getting a little nervous. We were like $1,400 behind or something like that. And like the last week it's been like blowing up. So,
well, that's great. Yeah. Hopefully. So I'm sure some of our listeners threw in a couple bucks in the pot and you know, you can still do that. We'll talk about the dollar amount in just a second. But you got some cool prizes or not prizes, but rewards for people chipping in here.
Certain
going back in history quite a bit with some of the stuff too. Talk about that.
So there's some cool concert posters that like our friends in the shop printing did, like maybe some of them are gotta be like a dozen to 15 years old. Like our Hard Luck and Hangovers release show posters. And there's some other ones from like old, like Inferno shows and stuff. Yeah, some cool screen printed posters. And then we printed like exclusive merch just for like certain backing levels of like t-shirts we've never had before and we'll never have again. And patches and buttons and stickers. Yeah.
Now, is there going to be kind of any shows, any live shows with the band?
So, yeah, that's we're planning on what we have right now is May 25th at the Red Mouse is going to be it's the week of Aaron's birthday, actually. So. Mm-hmm. We kind of coincided with that.
What city is that, Jimmy?
That's Cross Plains.
Cross Plains.
At the end of Mineral Point Road there.
You take Mineral Point out of town, and it's like you don't even have to make a turn. It's right at the end of that. So
you got the roundabout to navigate, but other than that, you're okay.
Yeah. So with part of that Kickstarter, too, if we have the recording for the comp funded, like the rest of it's going to go to that to like have a free cover, like have maybe even like some barrels on tap for free and food and like just to get everyone there that we can, you know, without having to pay much. Or anything at all, hopefully.
And that's, once again, at the Red Mouse, Cross Plains, actually just deep west Middleton, just follow Pine Mineral Bluff Point Road.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go, Pine Bluff. Let's go back to the Kickstarter. The goal was to raise $5,000, which it's not a lot of money, but it's a fair amount of cash.
Good amount, yeah.
But what you're raising it for is pretty cool. This compilation album that you guys are going to make. First of all, who's going to record it?
So we have it booked at the Blast House studio in Madison to have, we just blocked off a weekend and every band that's going to be a part of it is just going to file in, do their song. Like, so that's what like the funding was for, get everyone recorded and mixed and mastered. And
so there's going to be multiple artists taking place in this compilation. Yeah. Who are some of the artists that are going to do a song that you're particularly excited about?
I'm stoked for everybody. It's like people who've all been in our, you know, our peer group for So there's like some Madison staples like Help Desk, Whiskey Pig, PV. The Takeaways are on it, Brash Menagerie. Nellie Wilson, the Hellbound Honey, is doing a song.
Haven't heard from Nellie Wilson. Yeah.
We kind of just started jamming again recently. So.
Well, Whiskey Pig, they've been kind of they've been on hiatus.
Yeah,
has it been kind of. So that's nice to see maybe bands getting back together to do this kind of tribute.
Kind of coming out of the woodwork. And there's like the DOIs and Bad Year from Milwaukee.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
You know, Bad Year just lost their drummer Joey last year.
Right. Yeah.
And it's nice to see them all playing shows again.
It's kind of all over the place. And I think there's a couple other surprises that I don't know if they're locked in totally yet, but it'd be pretty cool if we can make it happen. But yeah, there's an active Google Doc out there that's got like all the bands and like the songs they're like tentatively doing. So I'm pretty stoked.
The Google Doc.
It's a good group. Yeah.
Punk rock and Google Docs. I love that.
Share me.
So the goal is $5,000. Currently, the Kickstarter is at $5,395. Mm-hmm. So good job, everybody. Yeah. You funded this Kickstarter. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
But, you know, it's there are what, 3 days left?
3 days. I think the 19th is the last day. Yeah.
And you can still contribute. Get some of these good rewards that is up on the Kickstarter. And the money is going toward good cause and helping a music brother out here in Madison.
Yeah, and like I said, the recording is funded, but everything that's rolling in afterwards now, while it's still active, is going to go towards that release show and like slash Aaron's birthday kind of party thing. Right. So, yeah.
And once again, that's on the 25th, May 25th.
May 25th, yeah.
At the Red Mouse out in Cross Plains.
Yep.
Who's playing the show?
So far for sure is the American Dad's going to go on and play as much as we can. Like Aaron's still feeling good, like still into it. So that's the for sure. And we got some things up in the air, but there's at least going to be another two bands probably after us. Probably something a little earlier, like free. So like it's going to be.
Is this indoor, outdoor?
It'll be indoor, indoor. Red Mouse, yeah. It'll be our first. It's kind of, I don't think it's common knowledge yet, but we added a fifth member like immediately before we got Aaron diagnosed. Like we had like two practices in.
Who was it?
So
who
is it? Nick Loger. He's a old friend of ours. He's been in and out of like music projects with us and like it's a pretty seamless fit, but he came in and I think we had maybe two practices of five piece and then we got Aaron's diagnosis. So it was kind of like, so he's been with us through all that and it'll be our first recording with him. When we do the comp, because the American Dad's going to do hopefully three unreleased tracks for that comp, like to be a part of it too. So it's not just going to be all like tributes. So first recording with him, and then that'll be our first show as a five piece too. So
ETA on the compilation release.
So I think it'll be that night at the Red Mouse. So, and it'll be like digital downloads as a part of that, the backer thing. So like when you back a certain amount in the Kickstarter, you get a digital download and I don't know exactly how we're going to do yet. Maybe we'll just play the comp like before and between bands or like after or something like that. But that'll be like the same date. Yeah.
All right. More information, go to Kickstarter and do a search for Big Sexy Celebration compilation album. Throw in a couple of bucks to help the cause and then circle May 25th on your calendar to head out to the Red Mouse and party with the American Dead. Dude, lots of love to you guys.
Yeah,
lots of love
it.
To Aaron. Lots of love to you and the family. And thanks for doing what you're doing here to help the cause here.
Thank you, too, for putting it out there and helping us. Yeah,
It's my honor to do so. Let's do some more American Dead now. This is Goner. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.